Supporters of an Urbana Walmart point out what the city no longer has, Bergner's and Kmart. When those large general retail stores closed, Urbana lost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in tax revenue. Howard Wakeland told Urbana City Council members last night that he would welcome a Walmart to help shoulder the tax burden that he helps to pay as a local landlord. But he says more importantly, he wants Walmart so he can do more shopping in Urbana.
We also need access to products that we can get locally without running 10 miles across town to the market strip. I want a new ink filler for my computer. Damn thing goes out at 11:30 at night or at 9:30. Doesn't make any difference. I can't get it in Urbana.
But Walmart's foes outnumbered its friends by more than 20-1 at last night's Urbana Council meeting. 42 people expressed their opposition to the store, either in statements to the council or through comment cards. Some complained that building a Walmart on 27 acres of farmland at the corner of Routes 150 and 130 would add to the area's drainage problem, that the building would be unsightly, and that its customers would add to traffic congestion. Others saw a larger problem with Walmart itself. Urbana resident Barbara Peacock was one of many who said the giant retailer would overwhelm its competition and hurt the town in the long run.
We do need to think about revitalizing Urbana. Walmart will wipe that out. We do need to think about preserving the unique character of this town. Not only will that be sacrificed if we turn our town to Walmart, and that's what will happen. We will turn our town over to Walmart. We will not only not preserve it, we will literally prostitute it. They are a ruthless corporation.
Audience members started to murmur as council discussion concentrated not on Walmart's influence on the town, but the technical details of the subdivision proposal on the agenda. Some interrupted Alderwoman Ruth Wyman as she tried to explain that the council had little to say about whether Walmart was good for the community when it was seeking no special favors and showed a willingness to grant extra landscaping and other requests. When it was Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth's turn to speak, she said she hated her job at a time like this because it put her in opposition to those she usually saw as allies, such as Urbana resident Zach Miller.
Zach, my good friend, asked me, you know, and us to say whether or not we would vote for Walmart. That's a ridiculous question. Would I vote for Walmart? Would I vote for lock-ins, child labor violations, gender discrimination, discrimination against the disabled? Goods made by children or those under slave conditions? Of course I'm not going to vote for Walmart. I haven't been given the opportunity to vote for Walmart.
Chenoweth said the city didn't have much leverage with Walmart as long as their proposal met city standards. And she said Urbana's small businesses, which critics claimed would have the most to lose if Walmart moved in, had not shown up to voice any opposition. That left the technical questions of the subdivision plat on the agenda, which the council approved 4-0, with one absence and one abstention. No one from Walmart spoke up at the meeting, but in an interview earlier this month, Walmart spokesman John Biggio contended the retailer has a positive influence on communities.
Not only is it good in terms of providing convenience and more consumer choices for those communities it serves, but it helps serve as a catalyst for other development and growth. Certainly, I think those other merchants, big or small, see this as an opportunity, too. Certainly, those that have already taken care of their customers or willing to sharpen their pencils do just fine, not only do fine, but I think benefit from the presence of a Walmart.
Urbana City staff say they'll keep a close eye on Walmart's plans in the weeks to come as a final subdivision plat is drawn up and Walmart's building plan comes up for review. None of this was satisfying to Walmart's opponents, who stayed on after the meeting adjourned to argue with council members. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.